Spectrum One is a big deal. You get Spectrum Internet with the most reliable internet speeds, free advanced Wi-Fi for enhanced security and privacy, and a free Spectrum Mobile Unlimited line with nationwide 5G included, all while saving big. For the big speed, big reliability, and big savings you want, get Spectrum One. Just $49.99 a month for 12 months. Visit spectrum.com/bigdeal for full details. Offer subject to change. Valid for qualified residential customers only. Service not available in all areas. Restrictions apply.
HD Smartcast.
You are listening to a Mint production brought to you by HD Smartcast.
Hello everyone, I am Lata Jha and welcome to the latest episode of our show Business of Entertainment, your weekly dose of the financial performance of what's buzzing in the world of entertainment, at the movies, on TV and on streaming platforms around you. Movie theaters that were pinning hopes on the big Christmas weekend to help bolster their fortunes at the end of the year were in for a mixed box office response. While Hollywood film Avatar: The Way of Water continued its momentum, Rohit Shetty's Circus, the major Bollywood release for the festival, only managed first-day collections of 6.25 crore. The film was banking on the director's reputation for mass-market commercial entertainers, driven by his last release Suryavanshi. But the film's trailer was poorly received from the word go. Plus, lead star Ranveer Singh isn't enjoying a great run at the box office, with his last two films, Jayesh Bhai Jordar and 83, having failed to set the cash registers ringing. While there was some hope that people would ultimately trickle in given the holiday period, trade experts say audiences are not obliged to spend money on a movie they aren't excited by. The release of Akshay Kumar's Ram Setu and Siddharth Malhotra's Tara, Thank God, for the Diwali weekend was proof of the same. The old-fashioned slapstick comedy is a nightmare for the eyes and ears, with its loud colours competing for as much attention as the jokes that probably sounded funnier in Shetty's head. Singh's performance is shockingly below par, given his reputation for energy. Perhaps he saw this coming way before anyone else did. Meanwhile, Netflix, that has launched 27 films and series in India in 2022, said Alia Bhatt's starrer Darlings enjoyed the highest opening ever for any Netflix film in India and was watched in 28 countries with total viewing hours of over 32 million. While Monica Oh My Darling trended in the number one spot in 7 countries including India in the first 2 weeks of its release. Mismatched Season 2, Jamtara Sabka Number Aayega Season 2 and Ye Kali Kali Aankhein were the most trending Indian series this year. The top watched genre in India in 2022 for Indian stories was thrillers, followed by action dramas and sports dramas. Money Heist in Spanish, Squid Game in Korean and All of Us Are Dead in Korean were the most trending global titles in India. Korean and Spanish were the most watched non-Indian languages on Netflix after English. That's all we have as far as entertainment goes this week. We will be back next week with more news and context on all that's fun and entertaining in hopefully better times. Till then, stay safe. Thanks for tuning in.
This was a Mint production brought to you by HD Smartcast.
HD Smartcast.
You can live out your MasterChef dreams when you find a professional on Angie to tackle your dream kitchen remodel. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Visit Angie.com. You can do this when you Angie that.